DCCC hires staffer with history of anti-law enforcement posts, "I hate the police." By Hannah Blow on March 9, 2021. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's DCCC latest hire, Erica Joy Baker, has a history of espousing anti-law enforcement sentiments on social media, expressing hatred for police officers and likening them to modern-day slave patrol. The DCCC, which is chaired by Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, announced Monday they hired Baker, pictured as the committee's chief technology officer, CTO. Erica Joy Baker will be the first ever chief technology officer at the DCCC, and Chris Hayden will serve as the first ever disabled communications director at the committee. Together, these hires bring a wealth of experience to the DCCC, the DCCC said in a press release Monday. However, Baker has a history of espousing controversial, anti-police statements on social media. In one tweet, dated April 19, 2016, Baker referred to the police as modern-day slave patrol. Months later, Baker stated she hated the police. "I hate the police. The institution of policing, with its sick history of criminalizing and weaponizing blackness, is a farce. And I hate it," she tweeted. Mere weeks ago, days after the January 6th Capitol riot, Baker asserted white nationalists had infiltrated Capitol Police. In an October 2020 tweet, she insisted there are no good cops. Baker has also repeatedly called for defunding the police, a point of contention between establishment Democrats and far-left members of the squad. Baker has even used her social media platform to promote political violence against police. Baker's hire follows the DCCC hiring an ex-gang member, Daiwan Tatro, who is described as the trigger man for Albany's original gangsta killer's street gang, tapping him as the senior advisor of strategic outreach for the DCCC's Diversity and Inclusion Department. Tatro also has a history of controversial statements on police and protests, once referring to looting as a vital form of social protest, as Breitbart News detailed. Now-deleted social media posts show Tatro criticizing police officers in the wake of the January 6th riots, writing in one thread, "The Capitol Police have a budget in excess of what it takes to police two major cities, ATL and Detroit, and yet they couldn't secure 2 square miles. This is not a resource problem, it's a race problem, a power problem, an ideological problem." From 2000 to 2021, the Capitol Police budget soared from $115 to $500 million. "If anything, Wednesday's events are an argument to hashtag defund the police," he said. "More and more money to the Capitol Police, over 20 years, didn't prevent a mob from taking the Capitol. The answer to white supremacists storming the Capitol is not to give more money to a different group of white supremacists whose sick job it is to uphold white supremacy," he concluded in the January 8 thread. Maloney, the chair of the DCCC, appears to have a lengthy history with Tatro, as the ex-gang member worked on his campaign in the past. Tatro has also attended holiday parties with Maloney, one of which took place at the home of Randy Florek, Maloney's husband.